You're listening to SBS News.
Tamil, Punjabi, Macedonian, Persian and Hindi have been added to the Community Languages Program in New South Wales. From next year, the languages will be on offer from kindergarten to year 12. That's students at Darcy Road Public School in Western Sydney who are already at it. Ekta Chanana is one of the school's Hindi teachers.
Here, we teach Hindi from kindergarten to year 6, so kids from all these classes learn Hindi.
Director of the Sydney Institute of Community Language Education, Dr. Ken Cruikshank, says it's a welcome move as Australia has long ranked poorly when it comes to embracing foreign language learning.
Australia is about the lowest in uptake of languages in all OECD countries. It's such a shame because in actual fact, we've got the greatest number of languages in the community. But what happens is that the kids go to school with the language and often lose that by the time they get to year 12.
Dr. Cruikshank says while adding the languages to the curriculum is a good initiative, he wants compulsory second language learning right across Australia.
It's great, but it doesn't go far enough. In New South Wales, 30% of students study languages in the primary. In Victoria, 90%. All kids in New South Wales really need access to languages.
Principal of Darcy Road Public School, Trudy Hopkins, says adding Hindi made sense given the demographics.
The whole idea of the Hindi language program is that research shows that children, when they learn to speak in their mother tongue first, learn to become more literate in English secondly. So that's why we run the Hindi language program. So we think it will expand and expand at our school as more Hindi language speaking children come to our school and more children learn. But our next expansion after here will be Tamil, because our next second biggest language in our school is Tamil, and we would like the same thing to exist for those children in our school who speak Tamil.
Dr. Cruikshank says language learning has many positive spin-offs beyond just the obvious benefits of being able to speak another language.
Learning languages for young kids, it means that they've got better flexibility in their thinking, better problem solving. There's so many cognitive benefits for it. And when they bring in these programs, all of those children have that advantage of learning the language, and it spreads to other subjects too.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.